New Assistant City Manager Matt Dias hails from Somerville, Massachusetts, near Boston, but he says he's not a stranger to Park City.
From just outside the Boston area, I grew up there. I went to school at the University of Vermont, and I have a master's degree in public administration and finance from American University in Washington, D.C. I lived out here about 10 years ago. My wife and I lived here during the Winter Olympics. We actually got married here 5 years ago. Come back here every year to ski. We still have many friends in the area, so this was just a very exciting opportunity and feel very fortunate.
Dias has a background in financial management that he brings to the city.
I worked for the mayor of a large city outside of Boston that's very, very congested, over 80,000 residents and less than 4 square miles. So you can imagine the congestion there. We had sort of a problem with that department. It was an eyesore, so to speak, and I was asked to take that over and run a sort of a turnaround operation. And I was there for about 2.5 to 3 years, leveraged all sorts of new technologies, worked with staff, and, very proud of the work that we did there.
According to Park City Manager Diane Foster, Dias was chosen from a pool of 90 applicants for the position.
We had over 90 applicants. We had 60 qualified applicants, which is quite unusual. We invited 5 people out, put them through 2 days of pretty much the Assistant City Manager Olympics, having to do staff reports, presentations, et cetera. And, it's funny because Matt, if you look on his resume, his last piece was running a 65-person parking division. But when you talk to him about his approach to it, it's an indication that Matt will do really well in Park City.
She says that's because at Park City Municipal, they have a non-traditional structure and culture, which she sees Dias fitting into well.
We really do trust that the people who are on the ground and do the work, they know what's best, and they make decisions. And when Matt talked about, when we asked him, how did you approach a turnaround of a 65-person department, he said, well, I went in and I talked to people, and I asked them, what were their problems? What did they need to work? He used a combination of developing the organization and developing the people, in addition to bringing in technology. That's a great fit for Park City.
Foster says Dias also has state and national legislative experience in addition to budget experience.
As a mayor's aide, he was in charge of 10 departments, so he's had really all of the experience and more than we could hope for. He's also been a budget officer, so we were looking for a skill set that was different from mine. And Matt, a lot of our styles, I think Matt's a high energy person. I think he's really interested in the people as well as in the processes. But also he's got some distinct skill sets from me.
That's Park City Manager Diane Foster. She says Dias's roles when he starts permanently next month include cross-departmental projects, owning the Utah legislative session, and his most important role is to be a resource and to provide support for the management team. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.